guess what decision we're about to make.
Horrible decision. Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Horrible Decisions. I'm your girl, Mandy B, and I'm sitting with my co-host, Weezy WTF.
Mandy's W-T-F. Wearing another puffy Missy Elliott jacket.
I know, you know what I mean? I feel like...
And so she's just gonna...
You know what? We're the fans, so this shit can go like... all over the place? No? All right. Never mind.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back for another episode. You may have seen a tweet from us recently where we were like, no podcasters. Fuck everybody. Now.
Oh, it's still that energy over here. Well, but not for you. Not for you, sis.
Sorry. But we really want to get back to really disgusting Black people. You are pretty, thank God. But like, you know, just fucked up in the head kind of people.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like... is this how you introducing our guest today?
I'm flattered.
Yeah, like, I'm not mad. For you to write someone and be like, what story you want me to tell? Boom, boom, boom. You fucked up.
She sent me the DM. She was like, we got to have her. We actually...
Why'd you use that voice?
What? Because that's Weezy. We got to have her. That's how I read your tweet.
I texted you, bitch. What did I say?
We got to have her.
We have to.
Yeah, see?
I'm flattered.
So tell everybody your name. You do have a podcast, though. We're going to drop it at the end because they got to figure out if they like you first.
That's fine.
We want them to be pressed at the end. Like, damn, where do we hear this bitch from? But tell us your name, your sexual orientation, if you're single, things like that.
Okay. So, hello, everybody. Homage to the kinky community. I am Majesty. And to the good boys and girls, I am Mistress Majesty.
You know you got a podcast,
bitch.
I am sexual orientation. That's always hard for me. I say I'm fun sexual because I like to just do fun shit.
You're a fun sexual. That's the first time I heard that. And I think, I am too. I am too.
A little bit of branding there.
It is, but it works. You know what I'm saying? It works because, like, who wants to put themselves in a box? I feel like once you... say you're bisexual, you have to do this.
Or now you got to eat coochie and suck dick,
you know what's
right?
Funny about you saying fun. It is a box. Like, even though they're like, are you pan? Are you this? Are you poly? And it's like, it's still, I have to define the shit. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Bro, Pete, niggas got mad at me because Mandy said on an episode years ago that she was pan. And I said, I think I'm bi. You remember that? You're like, I think I'm pan. And people were like,
I think I'm pan?
Mm-hmm.
Pan is like when you just like...
Everybody. You really said that.
Now,
Yeah.
I need you to pull up the archive.
I'm just like, how I know. We were in the LSN room when you said that, and I said bye, and someone was like, oh, so now you don't like trans women? I was like, damn, bitch.
Bruh, that's the thing. I probably said that at a time. I mean, like I said, outside of pegging and the different guys I've dealt with, a lot of them were very attracted to trans women. And so we openly discussed it and mm-hmm. talked about it and shared porn, because that's also the porn I watch. Mm-hmm. And it just also just got to where it didn't bother me, but I wasn't attracted. But there was a conversation where if you want a threesome and that's the type of threesome you want to have, mm-hmm. I would have been fine with being in the room, engaging in it.
And that's
engaging in the threesome with mm-hmm. that space. Also, just because that's what my partner wanted. Where I think I would be in a relationship. That's where I always, even as a bisexual, I'm in a part of my life where I wouldn't want to date a woman. I just really like having sex with mm-hmm. women. So like those labels, like you said, I feel like, because you can't really call yourself those labels if you won't be in relationships, essentially, right? What are those labels? I guess, can we have that conversation?
Yeah, what were you about to say?
I was just going to say, like, sexuality, a lot of times we end up blurring the lines. We get into different things and it's like,
okay.
I didn't know about this yesterday, but now I know about this today. Do I want to do it? Mm. Yes, I want to do that. And so it's like really hard to just throw yourself in a box. So.
I did a Refinery 29 interview. They had, they have like an Unbothered Black channel. And when I introduced myself, I said this because I felt
you said every label.
I did, and I did it on purpose. I was like, I'm a cisgender, bisexual, poly, pansexual, ho, this, that. And I only did it because I do think like you fit in all them boxes. Sometimes I meet a bitch, I'm like, she's vibey. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I know exactly why I want to be with that woman. Mm-hmm. And definitely would fuck. I hate this because she's my homegirl, but Hope is so fine. Hope does. Oh, yeah. She is super sexy. And like, I'm just, maybe it's because she's doing goddess locks now, but I'm just looking at her like, are you me?
Bruh.
So
wait, you ain't never had no goddess locks in your hair.
No. I mean, because it's like the loose braids, like the, that's the goddess type of braid.
Mm. I can see it.
Bitch,
I can see
it. Anyway, we got some icebreakers. All right.
Okay.
Let me do it like Mandy. We kind of have some icebreakers.
Bruh, Eden, you've been with us for the last a long time.
I have.
Do I really be saying kind of a lot? Is that really like a thing, or is she trying to make it a thing that's not a thing?
Kinda.
All right, get off my. You do. Cut your mic off.
So,
cut your mic off, Eden.
For one, do you fake orgasms?
No, not anymore.
Thank you.
No.
When did you stop?
Because I wasn't having orgasms, and I'm like, why am I not having orgasms? And I'm like, if I keep gassing niggas' heads up thinking that they doing some shit, then they gonna keep thinking they doing some shit and doing the wrong shit. So, absolutely not.
You know what's fucked up? I used to fake it when I wanted to stop, which made it even worse. So it's like, it's really bad. And now I gotta fake it to stop the bad sex.
But what's crazy is when women orgasm, that doesn't signify stopping either. Hey. Normally the end of it is when a man orgasms.
No, some niggas hold out for you to come.
No.
That's why.
Let me tell you how to get out of it. You go for like a water break and then just kind of like lay on the bed and kind of start going to sleep. That's how I get out of it. I'm like, I'm thirsty. Let me get a water break, pee break.
Oh, or a piss break, bitch. I'll be real quick like, oh my God. No, I gotta go pee.
Not for everyone, you niggas, but piss does ruin it sometimes. That was no shade.
You see, you not heard it though. That's why you did. Ooh, ooh. It's okay as long as you
want shade. I guess one of your niggas. I think shade as fuck.
Just because really I do golden showers from time to time. That's all.
That's on my bucket
but
list.
But not on my bed.
I need to get into water sports because, bitch, like it's I watched fun. A demonstration and I was like,
what do you mean in person?
Yeah.
Oh.
Put the list out. What?
So I went to an event maybe like 6 months ago and the lady who was hosting the event.
Oh, during COVID. Okay.
First of all, you're not gonna read me like this.
You should have said like 2 years ago I did this.
You're not gonna read me like this. But yes, it was during COVID. I had on a mask. Most
it's okay, girl. I've been going to sex clubs at the peak.
There was this lady. She was hosting an event. It was for doms and for female doms and male subs. And so there was a water sports demonstration at one point where they just like laid out a whole bunch of like, it wasn't puppy pads. I want to say it was like tarp or some shit. And she just like squatted over this man's face and just like pissed right in his mouth and like stopped her stream. She was like, swallow that shit.
Oh,
and then she kept going.
Oh, it was a drinking.
This shit was a fucking phenomenal.
Now, was he able to fully drink? I know I asked a weird question, but like, I just think of my own stream. And I feel like, you know, when someone's like pouring shit down your throat, mm-hmm. you're like, oh, too much. Did he get full? Did it just
she would kind of like fill up his mouth and just stop her stream so he could swallow. And that's then he would open his mouth and keep going. It was phenomenal. I've never seen anything like it. And that was the day I was like,
Which part of that amused you? Was it her power in being over him, or was it you watching him be in the position that he was in? Like, which part of that dynamic turned you on?
It was her power over him. Like, I like knowing that somebody's willing to do anything for me. You're willing to drink my pee. You're willing to do a lot for me. Mm. So, like, I really like that.
Or you just like,
I mean,
pee.
Like that shit.
I just want some money. Like, do anything for me. Bitch, like, what? A Cash App? You ain't got to piss on a nigga to figure that out.
But
that's true, though.
But if somebody's willing to drink your pee,
you'll go to jail for me.
You could do what they're willing to do a lot of shit. Like, why don't you want that?
I disagree.
I'm flattered.
I disagree, because that's where you can even get into, well, if he ate your ass, he really.
I'm talking about
like,
that pee is different.
I'm talking about in a femdom situation.
How is pee different than eating ass?
Okay, that's fair. In a femdom situation.
I'm talking about in a femdom situation, not just regular, not just like a regular.
It seems like your limits are like, ain't none.
I don't have too many of those.
Oh, you ain't got no limits?
I don't have too many.
No, I meant the limits.
My bad.
Go. I don't have shit. Okay, no, but go ahead.
No, I was talking about like limits, like hard limits and stuff. Yeah, yep. I don't have a lot of hard limits. I used to be like, oh, I would never do race play. Oh, I would never do this. But then
you
like,
do race play.
So here's the thing.
Oh, Jesus.
Here's the caveat.
Girl!
They were liking you at first.
You said, here's the cognac?
Here's the caveat. Oh. Yeah, I'm about to pull out some cognac.
Cognac.
You know what? One of our clips needs to be each week. A Mandy moment. And we have one coming up with Mandy not knowing about the rainforest.
Wow.
Fabulous.
Wait, first off,
don't do
me. But secondly, if y'all were listening, tell me y'all did not hear cognac. That's all.
Everybody in this room heard caveat.
I didn't.
That's okay. That's all right.
Girl, I just started drinking. Shut your ass up.
Okay.
I got this.
But here's my caveat about race play. I need to be on the domination side if I'm going to do race play. I will call you, you know, a faggot little bitch, you know, white boy with a small cock, and I'll do all of that to somebody else, but somebody doing some shit like that to me, I don't want to be on the other
side. Oh, well, I feel like that don't count now.
I feel like it kind of don't count, but you know what I'm saying? It can edge on
it. It was trivial. You brought it up.
You know what I'm saying? I guess it would count if the white man requested it specifically from a black woman. Like, that is 100% race play in that way.
No. She's right. I mean, what she's doing is race play. What we were thinking when she said it, I mean, as far as don't count. I think that the scariest thing about race play between a black woman and white man and black men with white women, too, is like, you remember the porn star that said, give me your nigger cum? I can't even.
Yeah.
That blew my mind. That was years ago.
And she sued her.
Brian Pumper. Wow. It was an already popular porn star, but he sued her. And basically when he came, she said, give me that nigger cum.
See, we got to talk about that ahead. You can't just throw that you in can, there.
And that's
middle.
What happened.
Can you imagine?
It happened in the scene. And
that's disgusting.
He ended up suing.
But what I was thinking about within the race play thing, like my friend Carmen, Lisa Spliffson, like she does that white boy shit and like beat your white ass and things like that. And I think it's different because in her mind, it's just like, oh, you damn right. These reparations, Mr. Smalley, too. Mm-hmm. And they feel the empowerment from that. But it's interesting because if you don't get paid for it, you actually get off on it then.
I get paid for this, first of all.
Oh, bitch.
I get paid for this. You actually, on Twitter, you saw a video. I had one of my subs singing Lift Every Voice and Sing during Black History Month. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
I had him singing. He had to learn. His first assignment or task for me was to learn the lyrics of Lift Every Voice and Sing. So when he came in, he took his clothes off. He put his little mask on.
Lift every voice.
And he sang Lift Every Voice and Sing. Every word.
Sing. Then I normally fuck up after that. Then let all them of have
maybe like.
Yeah, I mean.
Nah. I
y'all
just,
really don't know the words. Are we doing this? Just halfway.
I mean, okay. But you know what?
I'm going to call you Dr. Umaria because I really feel like for you to have
Wait,
him.
Do you know all the words?
No, not all.
Okay. I know more than what we had.
I know more.
Wait, I mean.
Hold on.
It's like there are verses to this song. We stop at like verse one.
Remember Beyonce at Coachella? Niggas was loud and it was like, nah, nah. I'd like to give you a hum. Come on now. That's what you got to do when you don't know the words. Okay.
Thank you.
No, you do. Yes. This is my jam in the middle of not knowing the words.
Not in church, you got to go. You got to do a hand.
You know what I did that with the other night? Even though I thought I knew all the words, but I was so smacked. I heard, my, I know the ad-libs.
Bruh.
And then I was getting a little confused in the second part.
You don't know
part.
Candy Rain?
Yeah, I know the first verse, but then we got to the second. I was dying
know,
off.
At least, I feel like I know all the Candy Rain. So you know what happened? We used to go to the teen club back in the day.
I know.
And Candy Rain let you know it's time to get your ass home. So Candy Rain was always the last song mm-hmm. played at the teen club. And you know you got to get your last little grind on some...
Bitch, hold on.
Let's not do it because the YouTube, that one I think we really, right?
Copyright music.
Copyright it, bitch.
The middle fucked me up.
Oh, she looking at the lyrics.
Oh, okay.
Come on now. You gotta know this.
I didn't take my Adderall today. So, okay. When men want you to do this, how are they finding you? Via Twitter? Because I know that's how a lot of like femdom shit is going
Twitter
on.
Twitter is great, but I honestly prefer FetLife. I have a pretty decent reach on FetLife. So it's a lot easier there. You can go into like the discussions, into the groups and be like, I am a black dom looking for a white sub.
We need to go on there and just get our next guest.
Have you ever worked in a dungeon?
No, I want to. I want to so bad.
Okay.
So bad, but no, I have not.
Why do you want to work in a dungeon over what you do?
Because I don't like the idea of having people in my house or going to hotels mm-hmm. with strange people. Like, I would rather be in a space where we know what's going on. You don't got to know where I'm living or where I'm going after this and type shit like that. Mm-hmm. I think it would just be easier. And
I'll connect
I don't have to
you.
Have set up.
I'll connect you. I go to a sex dungeon. A friend of mine owns one. I ain't gonna say it on here because she like to keep it a little private.
Oh, okay.
But
I thought we were trying to promote her shit.
Nah. I go there. Like me and my partner went there and tried out some things together. That's when I talked about trying the electro play. I just didn't share what I tried on him. But she does rent it out to other people who want
it's
to.
Open now.
Oh yeah, it's
so
open.
There's
yeah. So I'll connect you.
This is exciting.
I'll connect you.
Shout out Sex Sells in 2 weeks. A lot of the scenes were shot in a dungeon. The one with my mother. Donnell, Young M.A., they all came to the dungeon. By the way, Young M.A. comes to the dungeon
she's
with
so
12 niggas. One of her girlfriends, I don't know if she's a girlfriend or not, but just somebody. And like they requested Hennessy. And they gave her a green room, which was literally like the medical room. And it was hilarious. Donnell walks in with nobody, no security. He's like, shit, this shit nasty as fuck. Yo, it was so much fun. But it's called Pandora's Box. And they have different theme rooms, right? So you walk in, there's a receptionist there, there's a lot of cameras, mm-hmm. so I understand what you're saying. There was a classroom, that was the one I did with my mama. Then there's a red room where you've got the St. John's cross. Then there's a medical room. St. Andrew, sorry. St. John's is something else. There's a boxing room.
Oh, yeah.
Like a wrestling
thing. Oh, this is a whole... So this my dungeon is a lot more intimate and small. It's one room.
It's black on, so
it is black on. It is black on, though.
But not like these rooms are like for
legit
real.
Shit.
And what's crazy is like when you're in there, I remember my mom and I were getting comfortable for a second. And she looked over and she saw the cleaning supplies and she was like, oh, my God. Like, you really forget. Yeah. But in there, when we had to get dressed and stuff, like, there was, like, little lockers, like, you know, like a little strip club. And I was like, this is so cute. And then I had been there so many days for filming. I brought my own food from home. And they're like, oh, do you want to microwave it in the kitchen? I was like, you guys have everything.
Oh, my God.
Then my dumbass said, and what kind of kitchen scenes do people do? And she's like, no, we eat here, bitch.
You know?
Yeah. Okay, I thought it was food play.
Man.
Who am I? This is why I really don't know if I even want to eat in her kitchen, because I know she'd be fucking all over squirting. Juice is all on the kitchen counter.
So
I mean, just wipe it off.
I would like to say,
if you could put it in your mouth, you know what I'm saying?
I agree. But kitchen sex can be kind of sexy, especially when you're cooking for a nigga, as you do now.
I do.
She does.
Hey, okay. I told you I'm a year behind, bitch. I see you.
Well, you're exactly a year behind.
All you have to do is listen to every episode.
Bro, don't do this.
I told you I'm working my way back. I was like, okay, Mandy. I see.
This is what we're going to
do? You'll hear Mandy say,
who is this Mandy?
A god. Bitch. Jesus. Yeah.
No, she said, who is this Mandy?
This is new. Oh, this is new Mandy.
I thought you talked, who is this man?
No.
he's a god.
So do you have a man?
Sorry.
No, I don't. I'm single.
Ready to mingle?
I'm single, ready to mingle. I don't know. People are weird.
Fuck
right
it.
Now.
Drop your handle. Let them you weird you out.
Okay, so you know what I'm saying? Y'all can find me at at The Fun Sexual on Instagram. That's where I'm usually.
How do you meet people now?
Tinder.
Tinder.
Like, I'm talking to a young lady right now. I met her on Tinder just because it's like, nothing's open. Can't go to the bar where I live. It definitely
ain't open now.
But stuff is really not open. Y'all in the city. I'm in the sticks. Like, shit ain't really open like that.
So since you've had to do, like, has anything changed from COVID with meeting clients for you? Because, for example, like, I would assume maybe you can meet someone in a public place first to feel a little bit safer. But now how does it work out?
Primarily, I do that in general. I'm going to meet you in public first. I want to actually put a face to the face on online. Make sure you're actually a real person. That's where I want to get your picture of your license and all that stuff. And then we're going to discuss.
You take a picture of their license?
They take a picture of their license and send it to me.
Okay.
I'm not going to just have somebody be in a closed space with somebody that can't even do that.
What other precautionary things do you do besides a license?
So my mom lives close to me. When I'm having people over, I have a few select subs that I let come over into my space. My mom lives close to me. I send her a picture and be like, this one who going to be at my house from 7 to 9.
My God.
Oh, wow.
This moment. Me and my mom are like,
how was that conversation? And at any point, was she uncomfortable with this being?
She is still uncomfortable with it. She's like, I don't like that you're doing this, but you're a grown woman. You know, I ain't raised no dumbass. And I know you're going to do what you got to do to make sure that you're safe. So
how old are you?
27.
Okay. You give me, no, not your face.
I get it all the time. I get it.
Maybe it's just because you're a dom.
I'm an old soul. What?
No, it's because you're a dom.
Okay, I'll
for sure.
It.
I think the age, like presence, like you ever meet a young dude, you'd be like, damn, because like he may be bossed up on you. Like I think it's more presence than it is like face or old soul. Mm-hmm.
I really am an old soul. I get it all the time. I'm an old lady.
It's okay. Weezy's a sub and still gives me 12. So.
I wish that I had more of a young spirit and shit, because I want to be like fruitful and I try to do childlike things and shit.
The childlike things we'll get to from in the horrible decision that you sent us. So,
oh Jesus.
Let's get into our vanilla.
Oh, you are
shoot.
Getting into an outline? Because bitch, the way Ooh. This shit was going, I thought she forgot flow. Where the fuck we was at.
Now, this is one of my favorite pictures I've ever seen. And I want to start by saying this is no shade to the trans community. I wanted to also say, like, when I say someone is passing, I don't mean this as an insult, but the headline, just give me a moment. Australian serial killer allegedly living new life as a woman. This white man
looked over at
put
his picture,
on a no. wig. And I don't know if you can zoom in. A wig, sunglasses, red fucking lipstick. He
I
looks
see that. Yeah,
a
I see that.
Hot fucking mess.
That's giving very much fat life.
Nigga, this is...
I'm dead serious.
This is cross-dressing at best.
It's cross-dressing.
If that. A notorious Australian serial killer has begun a new life where he is identifying as a transgender woman.
Wait, out in the open? He not locked up after serial killing?
Reginald Arthrell, 74, now goes by the name Regina K.
My
this white man, Regina, was photographed wearing women's wigs on the first images. to first images to emerge of him after he released from prison. Mm. Now he was convicted of.
You get released after serial killing?
Bitch.
Australia
do, bitch.
Australia is different.
Australia gotta be different. Like,
oh, hell no. Look at Regina.
Let me see.
Who taught him how to put font on a picture?
I'm sorry. Edna Mode.
So now, I really apologize. Who Arthurell, you know, who was convicted of murdering her fiance while out on parole for two other killings. Currently lives in Western Sydney and has said she plans to undergo a sex change as soon as possible. She posted the photos of herself to the transgender community friendship page, in which she wore three different colored wigs, a dark brown bob.
Nah, bro.
Then it says that she did commit her first two killings more than four decades ago. So
I don't care.
I don't mind it. It's just like, I love, put some effort into it. It literally looked like he just like threw on a, but she threw on a wig and said, let's go.
But
like,
you killed three people.
That too.
I don't
this
care.
This is the face I got for how the fuck you looking at me.
You gotta do just a little more. Give me some lipstick. Give me
that
some
looks
blush.
Like a serial killer. Like,
throw on a wig. Keep going.
She still looks like she's a serial killer.
When she
killer.
Was 28 years old, she stabbed her stepfather.
Damn.
So it's only people close to her.
Nice.
Bro. Her stepfather to death.
Damn. And then.
Bro.
Can't leave that part out.
Like, to death.
To be clear.
Okay, this is not funny. We're not supposed to be laughing at the dead.
We're only laughing because she looks such a mess. Then,
low effort.
Met a male accomplice who she helped kill, a 19-year-old sailor.
Why?
Oh my goodness.
So that's a stranger.
And then she spent 6 years in the jail for the murdering before being extradited to where she was again jailed for her stepfather's manslaughter. So then she was serving time after for killing her future fiance, who began writing her as a pen pal from jail.
I don't like this.
Being released on parole in 91, she moved in to the fiance that she was pen paling with and then killed her 6 years later.
What the fuck?
How is she out?
Murder Mondays. Why is she killing everybody,
Murder
though?
Mondays.
I just don't understand. That's a lot.
A hot fucking mess.
Have your kids, hide your wife. Goddamn.
Someone need to beat her ass. And you know what? All parts of her. Who she was and who the
who
fuck
she is not.
I mean, damn.
You want to be the one to have to kill off she killing everybody else? You really going to try?
You got to shoot that hoe. I know trap niggas.
I'm not doing that.
They ain't about to die from a bitch that look like this. Imagine if that bitch kill you. Like, if I'm going to die by a motherfucker.
You want them to be pretty, Wheezy?
They can't be that motherfucker. I'm not saying I want you to be attractive, but look like, all right, maybe I can see how you couldn't put up a fight.
Dog.
Bruh.
No, that's not how it works.
That's not how it works.
If it was Ted Bundy, it'd be okay.
No, but like, you know, like, okay, we see like, okay, we see why women went home with Ted Bundy, or we see how certain people killed. They got to look. But this motherfucker, you could have ran something. You could have did something.
Now, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Right.
No.
Wow. Yes.
Not in this case.
You ain't shit.
That's fucked up.
No,
that's
because let me tell you something.
I mean,
people want to talk shit about Caitlyn Jenner.
They're a whole serial killer.
Caitlyn Jenner puts effort in.
That was my thing.
It's like, is she sticking up for this serial killer?
I'm saying that she looks terrible.
Right.
And what I'm saying is, I'm not.
Caitlyn Jenner looks terrible.
No, she puts effort in.
Does she?
Yes. She's wearing makeup. She's doing her nails. She's trying. And she's a very masked body.
The money.
She was previously an athlete.
The money that Caitlyn has, I'm sorry. I don't see no highlight going on. No contour. Bitch, you was a Kardashian.
She's old. Caitlyn tries. I'm sorry.
This woman just literally just put on a wig and glasses and said, this is it. Like, no lipstick, no blush, nothing else. Like, nothing else.
Goddamn, I ain't got no money.
I don't think Caitlyn has lace. I think it's a wig as well.
I think it's
Caitlyn's hair.
Yeah. You know white people do their own shit, except for Regina. All right. Hors d'oeuvre, our sex tip of the week. We know you got one.
I have one. And I really...
Oh, you came ready, bitch.
Listen, I came very, very much prepared. I even tried it again this week and make sure it was still lit.
Nice.
Just a verification.
Tested and approved.
You know what I'm saying?
I like that. It had a blue check.
Ready. All right. So, and I don't know if this is vanilla, because I don't know if people are already doing this, but every time I tell people, they be like, bitch, what? Okay. You know how you go for like your mid-sex, like snack, you take a little break, drink a little water, get like maybe get a little snack or something like that in because you're tired.
Bitch, I don't know how long you fuck, but go ahead.
You know how sometimes you'll cut up a little charcuterie board to get back to it? You know, it ain't got to be like that. You know, some peanut butter crackers, some fruit snacks. But okay. A really good mid-sex snack is grapes. I like, you know, organic green grapes.
Oh,
right?
I got green ones at the house,
let bitch. Let me tell you what to do. Let me tell you what to do.
Green and red health benefits? Yeah.
Bro,
so I just prefer green. But make sure they're organic because you don't want to be like pesticides and shit on it. Now what you're going to do is you're going to make sure that they're either...
Like you first like off, that. Your septum ring is giving...
Let me tell you right now, Maj. That organic label is just so that they can charge you an extra 83 cents. It ain't. It's still like...
They say when the skin is thin, like a banana is very important. Avocado, no, because like... Maybe like the pesticides can't get through.
It's all pesticides.
Strawberries, listen, they say it's
maybe, all germs. It's all pesticides.
I don't want it to be pesticides because what you want to do with these grapes, right? You want to either freeze them or put them in the refrigerator and you're going to just start
putting them in your pussy.
Put grapes in your pussy.
Putting frozen grapes in your pussy.
Frozen or cold. First of all, you're not going to be reading me like this.
Now,
I think it was just a genius idea, to be honest with you. Internet.
No, I didn't.
And you came to horrible decisions.
Let me put these frozen grapes in my pussy.
Listen, let me tell you. You put them with your partner. You know what I'm saying? The first time we did it, he had them in his mouth, whatever. He would put it in my mouth and I'll roll around my mouth. I like swapping like saliva and shit.
Nice.
Bodily fluid.
Yeah, we're nasty too.
So I was rolling it around in my mouth and then he would put it back in his mouth and then he would take it out of his mouth and push it into my pussy with either his finger or his tongue. And then just kind of like eat them out. And we were doing this the first time, right? I had my phone, you know what I'm saying? So we could have an angle there because we had an audience, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because COVID kinking got me on a lot of cameras and shit. So, you know what I'm saying? I got my camera here. He got the camera here while he eating my pussy. The other people watched this shit. He just eating grapes out of my coochie.
What color were the grapes?
Why would you eat them regularly?
It's so much better.
Have you ever thought of any other...
Fruit?
I only did it with grapes because if it was something else, I wanted it to be something that was kind of like enclosed. I wouldn't do it with like a strawberry because of the seeds and shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you said I don't want strawberry seeds in my puss.
I don't want no strawberries, but I'll take some grapes, some organic grapes.
Now, why green? Because that's what I want to know.
I just prefer green grapes.
So there is a difference between red and green grapes. So the most noticeable difference between is the color, obviously, but the red color is caused by the disease-fighting antioxidants flavonoids, which also carry anti-inflammatory properties. So which one was your favorite?
I like green.
Gotcha. Now, the green ones contain vitamin C, which are important for growth and repair.
Oh, girl, your immune system during COVID. Yeah. You were smart.
And it helps with blood clotting. They have vitamin K in it. Look at that.
Vitamin K.
Yeah.
For cum. So
wait, all right.
For coochie. K-E-W.
There you go.
Coochie.
Not the coochie. But you from
for
Baltimore.
Kegels.
The coochie. That's how they got to say it in Baltimore, huh? The coochie. What did you do to the coochie?
But yeah,
Shout out to everyone in Baltimore.
But also, make sure that you count them when you're putting them in because sometimes if they start to warm
up.
Girl. I'm serious.
Did you ever lose a grape in your coochie?
So this weekend, I was like, fuck, I forgot to count them. So I was just trying to like keep them and like make sure it was nothing in there. Nothing else fell out.
Grapes in the coochie. Let's go.
We played it. Maybe a raisin.
I'm not
going to
lie. You really came in here with a sex tip that we have never thought of before.
I thought it was vanilla. I was like, I don't know if this is not.
Grapes in your coochie.
I thought it was vanilla.
I know.
I just really kind of felt like. It's great. It's him eating grapes out of my pussy something.
There are certain times that I'm like,
because they've seen it all.
There are certain times I'm like, am I even kinky anymore? Like, you know, sometimes it just starts, things just start.
Are you even kinky anymore?
Let us help you and let you know that, bitch, yeah.
I just have moments where I'm like, this really, y'all really don't be doing that.
No, we don't. No, we don't, actually.
Okay, my bad. Okay, maybe I am still kinky. Dude, we know you want her to come back. Let's start with the DM you gave.
So we in the horrible decision, y'all. And just so you know, Weezy put out a bird call for all the birds to come cawing.
I'll read it to you.
And
are there any real?
Okay, not a real bird, but you know,
call
in a good way.
I don't know how fed up I was. Oh my god, bitch! Let me read some of the comments.
Hey, oh yeah.
Are there any real fucking freaks that want to come on Horrible Pod? No celebs, no podcasters. Tell me how disgusting you are, and if you can make it next Thursday in New York. I just want to read the first comment. I have about 6 abortions in recent years. I feel like talking about abortion would be normalized because we shouldn't be ashamed.
It's like $3,000.
The notion that will shame.
Get it.
What?
Well, damn, we said freak that she went straight to abortion.
Abortion.
That's just irresponsible.
I guess you're about to be here like Jocelyn talking about, damn, she just pushed that baby out. Is that a blood clot? Damn.
No, and then the other, weren't the babies kick it. I'm sorry.
Yo, that was fucked up.
That was so fucked up. Sorry.
Now look at a little trying to flex. I would love to come in and chop it up with y'all. I have a plethora of explicit shit.
Plethora.
I say
I'm gonna check you now because you used to always check me when I said plethora.
It's plethora.
It is plethora.
Boom, bitch.
I know it is. I'm sorry. Y'all should track down the women from Two Girls, One Cup. One of them died. Sis.
Really?
Word?
We talked that. About it a long time ago.
Oh, mm-hmm. Rest in peace.
Go back. You probably ain't there yet in the archive. I'm working
my way. Here is the message I got from Maj, who sent the DM to me, the message to me.
Nice.
That I started my own podcast a few months ago because I needed to share my wild ass.
And we were about to ask you out just with that intro, bitch.
What do you want to hear about? Let's just go numerically. One, how a turd fell out of my ass during FaceTime sex. Yeah.
You want to, oh, so that's where we start?
We're going numerically.
Okay. So I just, right before COVID happened, I just started getting into anal play. It was something that I wanted to do, but it just kind of never really. So I needed somebody who was going to be like, take it slow with me because my booty hole don't be wanting to stretch the way it needs
Same
to.
Same, sis.
So like, you got to be slow with me. So I found somebody who was willing to like, take it slow with me, right? And this is right before COVID. So then COVID happened, the world shut down. Now I'm on fucking house party and Skype and Zoom playing with my pussy.
God, I forgot about house party.
House party. That's like clubhouse. House party was lit.
For 2 weeks?
No, house party was lit throughout most of COVID. We had so many like masturbation circles on house party and shit. It was lit as fuck.
We. The whole community.
We.
So we were on FaceTime actually. And this is the first person that's, you know, showing me how to play in my ass a dude. And so, you know, I lay my little towel down on the bed. I prop my little tripod up on a nightstand. I get all comfortable. I got my lingerie on, bitch. I'm feeling all sexy and shit. So I start playing with my pussy and playing in my ass and shit like that. And he's masturbating. He's also playing in his ass. And shit is lit as fuck.
Oh, wow.
And so
on a house party.
No, this was on FaceTime.
Oh, my bad.
We were first masturbating on house party with a group of people.
I was like, can't people jump in?
No, people can't jump in. But we were at first on house party. And then he was like, so like, hit me up on the side. I was like, okay. So we are
that's fun.
We are you know, masturbating and shit. We come, you know, I'm like, all right, it's late, I'm about to go to sleep and shit. So we hang up on FaceTime and I hop down off my bed because I'm about to get the towel, move the towel and shit like that. And I look down and it's two like maybe like a quarter size turd
like
and
a
like
grape?
A nickel size, like a grape. You know what I'm saying? Like a nickel size. And I was like, shit.
He saw it?
So I was like, did he see it? So I called my best friend. I was like, all right, bitch, listen.
Wait, but you but you didn't. You didn't feel the turds
exit? That's what I'm saying. I was like, I don't know at what point.
How turds just pop out your ass.
That's what I'm saying.
How do you eat that your shit don't stink?
Or know that you don't feel nothing.
You never, the hard round turd.
That's what I'm thinking, like.
Maybe it was a frozen grape coming out.
Dog, when you in and out with toys and shit like that, sometimes it feel like shit a little bit. So I looked down, I was like,
oh, you're right.
I called my best friend. I was like, bitch. I was like, I think this nigga just saw me shit on FaceTime. She's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I'm telling her, she was like, you can never see him again. You can never talk to him again. Wait. I was like, I can't do that. I gotta see him again. So it haunted me for like a day. And then I called him the next
day. Well, that's all it took.
One day. So I texted him the next day. I was like, so like.
Wait, you did not text him.
Yes, I did.
You did not text him, hey, did you see the turds that fell up my ass?
Pretty much.
And what he say?
He was like, no, I didn't see that. He was like, but that's why it's really important for you to make sure you do an enema before you do.
Let me tell you,
he was great. That is what I love.
What did you want him to
in
do?
The community? Because they're very understanding. Shit happens. It's a fucking asshole.
I know, that's like, what I said.
So what are you telling me?
I told you I had a little skid mark on my sheet. So my man just pulled the sheet off,
exactly.
And it was cool. You know, like,
so nice.
It wasn't that nice. He's like, it's okay, baby. He even wiped my ass one time.
No way.
What?
Mandy.
What?
Like a baby?
After we had like a baby, like, I went and got the wipe.
I like this shit.
I went and got the wipe, and he, girl, no, but like a baby, like, no, to
get
where.
The powder.
No, he literally did this.
I must say, he got to put the finger in between the legs.
He held. And then was like,
yes,
and wiped my ass.
Damn, you know we getting along.
But look, let me tell you what he did.
He literally wiped my ass like that.
That's romantic. I like
Isn't
that.
Isn't it?
That's romantic.
You like age play?
Damn,
trying to be
take
a
up
Look, so he sent me like this 6-page infographic of how to like properly do an enema. After.
Oh, he a real one.
Yeah.
Did you keep him?
Yeah, for like a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
And your shitty booty ass kept this nigga.
Shitty booty ass.
Let me do that. But after that, I learned. Now I got to do enemas every time I play in my ass. And it hasn't happened since. So, you know.
Mm, bruh.
You know, was it all bad?
Well, so you shit during FaceTime. Number two, how I thought I was going to end up with pink eye after a night of having a man rub his asshole up and down my face. Now, Before you even start with the story, were you just laying down and he just kept going up and down?
No.
Okay.
So I was having a threesome, excuse me, and I went to take like a little water break, you know what I'm saying? I came back.
She is very healthy. You have mentioned food and water.
Snacks.
I got it. I like to squirt.
You must
I need to
also
stay hydrated.
Be going for a very long time.
I do like, I like rounds.
Same
I like
bitch.
Rounds. I like a lot
Same
of
Same bitch. Well, give me the round.
We ain't never heard about you taking a snack.
You gotta take. I do
water bottles.
I drink
like
wine.
We have water bottles on each side of the bed. What is the most rounds that you've endured?
Do sex parties count?
Nah.
That's fine. I don't think
threesomes
so.
Count?
No. Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
Fuck. All right. How many rounds? I would say there was no less than like. Maybe like 15 or 20. And the night ended and,
well,
and
technically,
I was still
yeah,
trying to
you
fuck.
Got like 8 rounds per guy.
I was still eight trying to fuck at the end of the night. We ended at like 2 a.m. Everybody like, bitch, go to sleep. Like,
I thought it was going to be later than 2. Go back to thank God.
Okay, okay. So we're having a threesome. I come back from my little water break. He is fucking the shit out of her. That shit was lit. Lit as fuck. So I came back and I came like behind him. I know he like his ass like played with. So I came behind him and I was on my knees and I was kind of like, while he was like fucking her. So he was kind of like rubbing his ass like on my tongue, but it was like
you're like licking the clit kind of.
It was too far in, so I couldn't quite get this. So I was
he was just licking his ass,
his asshole. You know what I'm saying? But he was
I've
like
done that too.
Intentionally, like when he came back, he was trying to make sure he got the whole tongue. You know what I'm saying? So he was like really kind of like trying to get, you know, up there. And so you know when you're breathing in somebody's asshole, there's like sweat and saliva and shit. So it's just like a whole bunch of just wetness and shit. And, you know,
probably some anal bacteria
as
well.
Some booty juice. And so the next day I was like, bitch, I got a little extra crust in my eyes today. And I was like, do I have pink eye? And I was like, it would make sense. Would it be worth it? I'm all right with it if it happened. So I thought I was going to have pink eye, but I didn't.
Well,
good for you.
So what was it?
With the crust in my eye? I don't know. I think it was just so much. Maybe before you get pink eye, it, like the mucus in your eye builds. Is it called mucus? I don't know. The crust in your eye builds up to protect it, I think. And yeah, so it was a lot of that. But it never got pink. It never got too itchy. So I was like,
I literally typed in, how do you get?
It's a buildup.
Number one was UTI. Number two was pink eye.
Yeah.
Conjunctivitis spread through hand to eye contact that are contaminated with a virus. Mm-hmm. Eye discharge. Wow. Fecal matter is in there.
Mm-hmm. That's how you get pink eye. You can fart on somebody's pillow, supposedly, and then get them pink eye.
Get the fuck out of here.
I've definitely heard that.
Bitch. All right, let me see. Number three, my vibrator going off in the overhead bed of a plane.
All right, so
you press a button, bitch?
No, I think something else pressed a button. I was, I get on a plane, I sit down, got the little window seat, my bag's up in the shit. I put my headphones in, I'm listening to whatever the fuck I'm listening to. Probably horrible decisions, low key. Mm-hmm. And
high key.
People are walking past and I'm like, you know, they're kind of going, doing one of these. And I'm like, what are they looking at? Like, what's going on? And so the stewardess comes up like, excuse me, is your bag there? I was like, yeah. She was like, there's something vibrating. I was like, it's my phone.
Now, bitch, you knew it wasn't your phone up in the overhead.
She holds her phone as she's going to turn off her other phone.
So I'm in
that's
the bag
vibrating.
Trying to like get in my bag and find where it is in my bag to press this button to like turn the shit off. I was embarrassed. I was so fucking embarrassed. I was also young.
What did you do? You just laughed? What else could you do?
I just turned it off and just sat in my seat. Because what else the fuck I'm going to do? What else I'm going to do? Like, I couldn't do that. And I didn't want to, like, take it out. You know what I'm saying? So I just had to just feel my way and turn it off.
My God.
So I've had, what was I going to say? Vibrators go off in, like, my house.
Same. Under my bed.
And I'd be like.
And the whole night, like, what the
ghost.
Fuck is that?
I really think
it just start going off by itself?
Yes.
Oh, so you know, I've never had that happen.
And I'd be like, you know, it's like a phantom.
No, you don't have a phantom that just goes around turning on your dildos.
This bitch gonna be dead when she wanna use it.
You know what I mean?
That's passive aggressive as fuck.
So this guy I'm fucking says to me yesterday as we're like trying to do some work. He's like, bro, why are you looking at my dick like this? And I was like, I don't know. And he's like, do you think you have a sex addiction? And I was like, oh my God. And like, he's laughing. I'm like, you know, Mandy said that shit. And he was like, Nikki, you really may have a sex addiction.
I told you.
I don't think I do because I feel like I could just come and it's fine. And like,
that's why we're enjoying sex though. Like, I just
feel right, like, calm down. I didn't say she can't enjoy sex.
But the bitch
was coming from a Starbucks and had to pull over and masturbate. Like, her frappuccino just made her moist.
I'm confused. That moment.
I masturbated my nail salon once.
Are we kinfolk?
Wait, were you getting your nails done or your toes done?
I was getting my nails done, but I came early and somebody had just sent me a video. I was watching it in the car. And as I'm like walking in, I'm like watching the video. I was like, fuck, I'm horny. Like, I went to the bathroom and just like rub one out real quick.
I have to do that too to just make it through the day.
I don't have to do
it. So when she was cleaning up under your nails,
it might have been some coochie juice.
My God.
Sometimes I like to do it and keep the smell
on. This was pre-COVID as well, right?
Yes, it was.
But
this is pre-COVID.
So mine does get to the point.
The filth that we lived in prior to COVID.
I would do it now.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
I would. For the filth we lived in prior to COVID. That's Mandy cool. just said the other day, we're doing Patreon.
She's
like, my friends be coming in the house, washing their hands. My man washes his hands before he get in the house. Duh, bitch.
I said my man wash his hands while we in the middle of hot sex on the couch. He'll pause to go wash his hands.
You should
before.
Be happy he is doing it. It is. So I many love people it. Don't he shit I love that. It.
What?
BV is real. You want to make
no,
sure.
No, it is. And that's why like, I love it. But he's like, that's just also a level of kinkiness and respect that I haven't had from other partners.
I thought she like, was going to say that I don't have.
No, that I haven't had from like parties in the past. Mm. And I sat on this show and clearly bitch and had a whole lot of partners. Niggas ain't just going
How
fucking.
What do you think? Is it like this? We're not or gonna is it do like
this. First off, my pussy and my booty hole tight.
Oh,
so
the sex addiction, right?
It's
literally
there.
That. Like an hour later, I was in my bedroom and my vibrator starts going off, and I was like, "Yo, maybe I'm possessed by like a dick devil, and maybe taunting me sometimes."
A dick devil and a phantom. What?
That's a lie.
What the fuck are?
That's a lie.
It's a phantom vibration, right? So I'm saying maybe there's like. Something's going on. Just hear me out. When I'm really trying to just like do my job and like get shit done, I can't because this wave of like hoe comes over me. And I feel like
a wave of hoe?
I feel that.
I feel like it's a temptation.
You feel the hoe wave?
And if the vibrator is just going off in the middle of me trying to do work, like bro, I sometimes can't even focus.
Can you explain? Because we have a lot of hoes that listen to us. But can y'all both explain this hoe wave of sensation?
I be working sometimes. I'm working from home, right? I be working sometimes and I looked at my little pen holder recently. It's like a little cup. There's a fucking wand in there. And I was like, why are you doing this? Sometimes you just gotta just, you know, bust that little nut real quick. So you
I can't,
can,
like yeah, like
it.
Shapes, colors, sounds, everything makes me want to fuck.
And you're not a sex addict?
But I won't like, I can still, wait. I was gonna say, bruh. I can still function, but hold on.
You're not a functioning
the
person.
The only thing that I, that the category in sex addiction that made me think I didn't have it is it was talking about how like, you'll do anything to have sex. I just need to come.
I don't see anything.
Like Mandy always says to me, she don't understand why I like to masturbate when I have a nigga. And I'm like, I just like masturbating. Mm-hmm. Like,
I ain't say I don't understand.
No, because I'd be loving it. I do it sometimes more than...
What's like, the longest you've gone without masturbating?
Bitch, 12 hours.
I've definitely gone like a week.
Bitch, but you must have been bleeding
but no,
profusely.
But when I'm depressed, like I can't even think of it. But like, as in my normal state, I don't know. I came like before I got here.
You don't even wait. I know.
Bitch,
COVID
she
took
want,
a hit on my sex.
Let me get the hand sanitized.
Like, I couldn't even masturbate or have sex for like there was at least like a 1 to maybe 6 week period.
It's weird. It's a weird.
That I just
like,
couldn't even masturbate. I didn't
why?
Have sex. COVID, depression, anxiety, all that shit.
Yeah, when your body is just like I don't know, and then you need outside things to like make you horny. Like I like looking at niggas in the street, and then I want to go home and fuck.
By
myself.
The way, I love that
if
y'all
no one's in the street. And now y'all wearing masks. Now I know how to masturbate to the mask thing. My body has changed.
I love that y'all are talking about this because for those of you who do not know, this month is month of masturbation, masturbation month.
National,
was masturbation. National Masturbation Month.
That's
now
right.
I ain't gonna hold you.
The U.S.
You.
Government oh. made sure on everybody's calendar. This is just a fact. If you look up on realthings.com and basically bro, the government... The government.
I need you to take this donut off your head, Mandy, because I just can't.
Yeah, she's a plethora of reasons why. So, basically, the government was like, yo, things are getting tense. Like, Trump's, you know, our president. We got to figure out how to work this out. So, they made May the entire month a masturbatory month.
Is that really how? Are you serious?
No, she's fucking lying. Because this was before. This is like, old.
Bitch, like, but you know what? It was before when, because, bitch, when I was in school...
But how
they
is it
never
national?
Tell me about no masturbation month.
It's a thing, though.
But
I know
who said
thing.
It? Who said it?
Bitch,
what
I said
nation?
It. I said it.
Under God. Indivisible.
With liberty and orgasm.
And without a parole.
Talking about.
That's
see,
the clip.
I think we know this better than lift every voice.
No. Because it's the white brainwashing. Dr. Umar said,
we're not going to do this.
Teach us this white song. And all I'm saying is, if you watch anything about the Black Panther Party and the schools that they made for our children, I bet you them kids knew Lift Every Voice and Sing. And here we now with a Florida education and knowing Indivisible. I don't even know what that means still.
You can't divide something.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, bitch. Boom!
I mean, yeah, like,
look
you can't break
it. Look how smart I am today, bitch.
Because we're the United States.
It's like, they say they can't divide us, but bitch, we divided. We went through segregation, nigga. Oh, y'all lying.
Honestly.
Why do we have to say that? Y'all was dividing us.
And why y'all? Why y'all looking at me?
Oh, yeah, that's true. And thank God there are no white people in the room right now.
I do feel bad that I was joking when I said I didn't know what indivisible means, but I just am saying, when I was 4 years old doing this, that was wild.
My mama ain't let me do that. She was like, you don't pledge allegiance to no damn flag.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. My mother did not. I come from a very Islamic background. My mother was like, no.
Oh.
Did your teachers ever have an issue with you not doing it?
And now look at you eating ass. Indivisible by your booty. We do know way
too
much.
The booty is not indivisible.
I was about to say.
Oh, yeah.
It's right there. Mm-hmm. Well, technically, the booty cheeks is indivisible. Wait, they indivisible.
Now, one of the craziest stories on your list is number 4, as you numbered.
I don't even remember
they get
number
more.
This bitch numbered it like it was a goddamn school project.
Because I needed you to know. Okay? I needed you to know.
These are the qualities I was looking for in an assistant on Twitter, dog. No bullshit.
Don't say that.
If you could list out the ways that you're a fucking hoe, list out the tasks I have for the day.
Wait, number 4. What we get into, bitch?
Something about, I don't even want to say what happened at the party to you when something slipped out.
Oh, shit.
Why you just have stuff slipping out your orifices, sis?
Okay, so.
They a little loose. Hey, right. She got a turd and now what slipped out?
Damn.
You know what? When you get turned on, your shit must really...
When I get turned on, when I'm fucking, my pussy just be pulling condoms off. Like,
same.
That shit just ends up inside.
Same. That's how this show started.
We got into
episode 1.
How this happened. All right. So I'm at a sex party. Uh-huh. And there was this couple. I'm playing with this couple. I end up fucking a dude or whatever. It was great. After it was done, did a little aftercare, the little hugs and cuddles and shit. And personally, I like to like clean the person that I'm having sex with after. I like to like grab a baby wipe and just like wipe them down and shit like that. Maybe I'm a little bit motherly. I like to be in
bitch, I don't want no kids, but let's come up with, we're caring.
That's, you know, I want you to know that I appreciate
what you did for me. Is that motherly to fucking wipe the dick off of our man after we fuck him? That's a little weird to say it's motherly.
I'm like, I'm wifey. I'm gonna get you a rag.
I'm not doing that.
Or suck it up.
Or that. But so like I'm wiping him down and shit. We did a little aftercare situation and you know went about the rest of my time at this party. So sometimes I like to take a little break. I'm not gonna have sex. I might like to just throw some hands in here somewhere. I would throw a mouth there or whatever. So I'm doing that, floating around the party. It gets towards the end of the night and the guy, my partner that I came with, the one that had a turd fell out of my booty with, he is like kind of like laying around. I was like, let me go lay over there, maybe I can get some dick or something. So we're laying around, we're cuddling, we're talking and shit. First of all, this shit was lit. I was so fucking horny. Damn. laying around, we're cuddling, we're talking and shit. And so at one point we start like playing or whatever. So he's like eating my pussy and he's like playing with my pussy and shit like that, like on the outside, kissing my thighs and shit. So I'm like, I know where we're going. So he starts eating my pussy and like fingering my pussy at the same time because I love that shit.
Me too.
And so all of a sudden he kind of like chuckles. And I was like, you can't be laughing while you got fingers in my pussy. What the fuck is going on? And he kind of goes like this. And like pulls out a fucking condom. And I was like,
bruh,
I'm shaking now thinking about it. I was like, oh my God. He was like, don't worry about it. He was like, you would be surprised how often this happened. I was like, this is why I like your fucking slutty ass.
Oh, nothing. He was real slutty.
He's about that.
He liked
shit.
The turd out your ass and the condom out your pussy.
I'm not gonna say he liked it, but okay. He was like, you know, it happens. He doesn't make anything awkward. And like, you know what I'm saying? I was embarrassed.
You should have married him.
But then he, you know what I'm saying?
Let me see what he looked like.
Where my phone at?
He was black.
Yes.
I didn't. I just did not think that was going to come out of your mouth. But the Lift Every Voice and Sing made me feel like it would be.
And then right, like he pulled it out. He like kind of like tossed it to the side. And he kept.
He was like, hey, at least she's safe.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I've only peed one out.
Can I also ask you, because a lot of people are curious. And I mean, we talk about this often, but you are in Jersey. Mm-hmm. So is this at a specific club? in Philly, Jersey? What area of the
this
world
was
were
Brooklyn.
You in?
I'll travel. I'll travel for a lit ass sex party. There's this group. They don't have a name. It's like a friend group that throws the dopest fucking sex parties. The dopest fucking sex parties.
He
might know.
So our next guest
was at the party.
He was at the party. Oh shit!
Wow!
Yo, look
wow!
Up. Holy
okay.
shit!
Whoa! This is some hoes uniting shit.
Look!
What the fuck?
It's a small world, guys. Y'all know how we kind of record, but we have a lot of people behind the camera right now, and ironically, someone was at the sex club with our guests right now.
Yeah, I don't think this is shocking at all.
No, I'm actually not shocked. Only because he's also at every time I've been to the sex club, he's been there as well. But okay, so I'm just saying, hey, friend. But I want to ask you though. You're traveling. You're willing to travel because you're driving up from Jersey. Mm-hmm. How would someone be a part of this if it's not like a public thing? Is it through FetLife? Is there a Discord?
This group in particular is invite only. It's a very select group.
How many people then? If it's invite only, how many people would you say would be there?
I've been to this place maybe like 3 or 4 times and there was anywhere between, I would say like 25 to maybe like 40 people. It's okay. It's a fairly small, and that even sounds
isn't
like a lot.
That's fairly small. Look how our COVID brains work. Oh, that's a lot.
Because people like come in and out too.
And she's
so
like, that's
like,
fairly small.
The other day, I had a homegirl tell me she was at this spot. She was like, bro, it's like an underground spot. It's fucking lit. I was like, how many people in there? And she was like, it's not that much. It's like 75. I was like,
that's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
How big is the place? How many square feet?
Now with this, with it being invite only 25 to 40, was this something actively going on during COVID, and were there different COVID measures taken?
So before you go to the party, they expect you to get a COVID test like 3 days before. Or
okay, like flying
and
international
send
now.
Send your results to the people. So that was like the COVID measures. But I mean,
that's way safer than.
Let's talk about if you don't want to accept the risk, then don't fucking come. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about it. Like, there's shit going on. If you know what
I'm
you're
sorry,
getting
I'm sorry. I'm just laughing. Like, we know when COVID first started and people are like, I remember. No, I can't say it.
Go
I'm
ahead.
Sorry.
Throw the shade.
No, wasn't it you?
Oh.
It was like, it was rough because Mandy and I did an event and.
I caught COVID at the event.
Bitch. Yikes.
And then we still ain't post the video because here I go. Gun of champagne in my mouth. I got a whole ass cheek in my face. And then Weezy's like, so I think because you're positive, we shouldn't post the video.
You know what's funny? I've been doing the same thing. Like, maybe I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't do that.
No, dog. Like, because you said if you could accept the risk, like,
we did.
I'm so sorry. And I want to just all, I know I'm ruining the mood, but I can't say rest in peace. But I just want to say, anybody who like really suffered during COVID, even Eden was super sick.
Eden almost wasn't here because COVID almost took him, dog.
Like I'm saying, but
I'm not saying you should be out here just wilding recklessly, but like,
but we were.
But you know, if you're doing something, you got to understand that you were accepting a risk, and so, if you're not willing to take that risk, then don't go.
And it's fucked up because it's just like, damn, you know, we got that deposit a minute ago, and I didn't want the rest of it. But, and also, like, you're already locked up at home, so it's like, oh, we can get a vacation and it's niggas. So, mind you, I had lived in Mexico last year, so I was, like, telling Mandy, like, oh, okay. They had a drone for us, too. I was able to get us BTS, and Mandy and I always do, like, a little B-roll of our video. Bro, the video was so fun.
We can post it now. I made it through COVID.
Why not?
Yeah. You made it through. What
I made it through. Bitch, I tested positive for, like, a month straight. That was hell for
it's
me.
It's a throwback.
What?
The throwback.
It's a TBT.
It's a TBT now, right?
Mandy and I literally, I sent her the video on WhatsApp. I said, do you have any edits? And she wrote back and said, we can't post that.
The edit is new.
Bro, I'm literally, we get the video back. I said, I am at home not being able to do a thing until I test negative.
Last week's event.
We cannot post this fucking video right now, bro.
You know what's
she's like,
fucking,
okay, we'll post it later.
There was one edit I had. There was a moment where I took my mask off and put it back on, and around me are bitches shaking their ass. And I am one person in a sea full of niggas while they, and in the back, there's dudes with guns squirting out alcohol. So,
but I also need you to know the fact that I did catch COVID, but Weezy had bitches sucking cucumbers. And then out of their mouths, she was holding the cucumbers in her hand. No sanitizer in between.
They had a sanitizer on stage, though.
But you ain't used that sanitizer, bro, after the cucumbers was just in fucking deep throated, all back in the throat. You know where COVID is.
They say COVID in the air. But here's what was fucked up. So, mind you, this is at a point in time, this was in October, where like, what are we, 7 months out? I don't know the math. But what I know is...
we shouldn't have been there.
So, in Mexico, we were living in a smaller community. So, like, it was just not as... many people weren't getting COVID like they were in the States at the point in time. So when I
it's because they was going to Tulum and then leaving and getting tested positive here.
You remember, nobody at that time was... they weren't hot and heavy in Tulum at that point. Not when I was living there. Mm. Like, there wasn't even things open, right? We'd have to, like, go to jungle parties because there was no restaurants even open. Okay. No indoor.
Forest parties.
So, for...
no, rainforest party.
It was a jungle home. So, long story short, this was the first time I had known someone that got COVID. And I was in contact with Mandy. Bro, do you know how hard it was to find a COVID test in Mexico?
Really?
This is before tests are available. Okay? Like, now you have to have a test required to do passports, whatever. Nigga, I had to go to a fucking Walmart parking lot because only Mexican residents were allowed to get it. A Walmart parking lot to get an underground COVID test because it's still Mexico, so you can get shit done. A man in a hazmat suit came out and he goes, "Hey, G, with the G," because he didn't know how to say my name. Gave me a little test. I was like, "Well, how would I know the results?" "Oh, we send a message." And I'm like, "Okay." 2 days later, someone hits me up and told me in Spanish, "Negativo."
You trusted it,
right?
No.
Underground Walmart. I said. I mean, I think they just want me to just be like, all right,
they just wanted your money.
She's gonna send her friends back.
How much was it?
$250, $225
Pesos?
Bro, you couldn't.
No, nigga.
Not pesos.
USD. Nigga.
If that was pesos, I think, what, 300 pesos?
That'd be very
disgustingly
cheap, yes.
It would have been like $9.
I mean, yeah.
Maybe a little.
It'd be way cheaper.
Point is, it was so hard to find this COVID test. And then I was mad at Mandy because I was like, why you ain't tell me?
I said, I posted it to Instagram. Everyone knows. Bro, she's exactly what we talking about. I said, bitch, I made a whole post. The whole world knows, bitch.
That was so fucking rude.
This
how I found out Mandy had COVID.
But also,
Charlamagne texted me, "Peace, my niece. You got COVID?" No.
But also, here's the responsible thing, right? Don't just assume that you don't have COVID because someone around you didn't come to you and say it. So I say that to say, I was in a group chat.
I get tested all
everyone that went to Mexico.
Now I do.
Six of my friends traveled with me because we all knew the risks. We all got tested and all of my friends tested negative.
Y'all went home. I was in Mexico.
So you thought I didn't think you weren't going to get a test after being at a festival?
How? Man.
I didn't know. I'm sorry. If we all go to a sex club, you just go wait for someone to get burned to say, maybe I should get a test? No. If you go to a sex club and you know the risk, you should get tested because you care about yourself. I told the world and you found out.
Let's talk about ho shit.
And you found out.
You know what I mean?
Let's talk about ho shit.
But that's what I just said. In terms of getting tested, if you go to a sex club and you know you engaged in some activities that are questionable, you're not going to wait for someone at the sex club to be like, huh, so... kind of itching, maybe you should get tested. No, if you know you engaged in some irresponsible activity as an adult, that's your responsibility to care about
and
your own
that
self.
You had sex with or were around, let's just say in the
but
COVID
that's what
test,
I'm saying.
You would tell them if you had chlamydia if you fucked them, right?
I mean, at a sex club where I don't owe you really shit? No, probably not. Maybe my partner, yes.
Are you serious?
I go to the sex club all the time.
If
and
you
again,
have
again,
and fuck him. But also, you tell him?
I've been to the sex club and met him 5 times, just got his number because he's coming on the show. I've had sex with
that's what I'm saying. Sometimes it's hard to get in contact with the people because you don't know their
I'll
name.
I'll be completely
and shit.
Honest with you. I've
but
been
she
to
know my name and number.
I've been to the sex
it's
club.
Different.
I've been to the sex club a number of times. Engaged in sex where I've met girls, hugged them, nice to meet you. And they were like, girl, we fucked last time you were here. I have sex with people where I don't know their name, their numbers, their Instagram.
Me. But that's
cool. But what I'm saying is,
I get what you're
so
talking
no,
about
if
with
I
the,
had chlamydia, no, I'm not hitting up the people at the sex
you're
club.
Hit, you will hit up the people
don't
that
know
you
them.
Can, but if you can't, then you can't.
I announced it to the world, bitch. She followed me. She got the message. Okay? Shit. God damn it. Anyway,
I'm not
are we doing
I agree.
Home
I'm
bitch?
Indifferent, you said, because I love y'all. So
are
I'm
we
just
doing
a
home meal or are we getting out of here?
She's like, girl, I want a horrible decision. They was fighting again. All right. Home meal for this week. Here we go. Hi, ladies. First off, clearly I've been living under a rock because I just came across this pod recently.
Yeah, you late as fuck, bitch.
You are so dope and I've been binging all your videos. Okay, well, we're glad you're out of the rock. Curious to know your thoughts on fucking friends in relationships. Had a casual situationships with one of my best friends way back, typical bi college girl shit. Since then, we've had on and off flings over the years, and whenever our needs weren't met in respective relationships, we started getting it on. Fast forward to now, she has a whole family and I'm newly single. Lately, whenever we drink, she's all over me and the honest is always on me to stop it, but not, sorry, she typed it weird. Not gonna lie, and on occasion I give in. I'm torn because I feel like this is some young bitch shit. And I eventually
fuck sexual up the friendship. Shit is young bitch shit?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I think she means fucking people in relationships. And eventually it'll fuck up the friendship. And honestly, there's a thrill to sneaking around and the sex is bomb. Plus, she's also no help because if we fuck, she feels guilty the next day. But if I say no, she gets upset and feels insecure. Am I a trash friend for letting it continue?
I think, first of all, it matters. Did she say that they were friends before they were fucking? Because I think that makes a difference. If you met her fucking and y'all keep going back to each other, I think that's one thing. But if it was a friend before y'all were fucking, I think...
Nah, I fuck all my friends.
So I don't fuck my friends that I've like been friends with before, but if I met you through some kinky shit and we fucking and we're also friends, that's a little bit different. So I think that makes it a little bit different.
The only person I've had sex with and now it's weird if we have sex again, I think is Venus. But I met her on some like... We met, made out that night, went to the strip club, like we knew we were going to fuck. Mm-hmm. And now it's weird because we're such good friends. And I said the other day, she was like my sister. And she was like, bitch, what? And she was like, I'm your sister. She got mad at me.
You should have said I'm into incest.
Ma'am. Oh my God.
Sorry. Okay. I didn't know.
Sound like your sister wife.
But it's interesting how like dynamics change for everybody. Mandy slept with her friends, can still be friends.
Just about all of them.
I'm kind of where you are, where I'm like, if we met like that, maybe we can't. But now I genuinely don't know what to do. We've been joking about it all blurred. The time.
My advice to her would be to really decide what about it is making her uncomfortable. Does she want more from this person? Is she also friends with the partner? So she feels like she's betraying the partner by engaging in sex with her still. I feel like it needs to be a conversation because maybe it is just fun to this friend and she's overthinking it. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of overthinking that has to be. I've fucked friends and they felt a way that things didn't change. I said, bitch, you're still my friend. Am I supposed to like... make your drinks now? No, bitch, we don't go together. You can still go get your own drink out the fridge. So, it might be to where they're confused that maybe them thinking the dynamic is supposed to change and it's not, mm-hmm. or they want it to and don't know how to voice that. So I feel like, you know, I think maybe they're overthinking it, but they need to have this conversation with where they're in their mind mm-hmm. with their friend that they're having sex with.
I agree.
Yeah, I think that was good advice.
Cool. Well, now you can let them know where they can listen to your podcast.
Because what's your favorite episode? Tell them that one too.
My favorite episode of you guys's?
No, bitch, no, yours.
My favorite episode. I think it's one of my recent episodes about why I'm proud to be a slut and what it means to me to be a slut.
Yeah,
I'm all about don't do no slut shaming. That shit is fucking wacky.
No slut shaming. No kink shaming. And go ahead and also drop your handles.
We definitely
as well.
Was like, damn, bitch, the shit fell out your ass,
and it got me on this couch. So,
whoa, check it after.
So your pod name and then your handles.
My podcast is The Fun Sexual Podcast, and you guys can find me at The Fun Sexual on Instagram.
And you probably knew that was the name of the podcast. It's the title of this episode, but we really enjoyed you. I'm sure everyone enjoyed it. When you get another numerical 4, and then you got to come back in a few months.
Absolutely. I'm trying to work my way up. I got shit on the list that I got to check off.
And what's your podcast about again?
It's all about sex positivity, body positivity, and kink, and all of the shit that I like to do.
And you do it alone?
Yes, I do. Solo.
I like that. I love when people like talking. If you're engaging and entertaining enough, I can listen to someone. I'd say at least 35 minutes.
So that's why I try to like.
That's like
right there.
Kinks with Kiki. Her podcast is mm-hmm. also very similar. Yeah, to that as
when
well.
You're alone, I think solo podcasts are dope.
I talk to myself.
So yes, if you are not caught up on our bonus episodes, and even if you are, still make sure you're a patron in our top tier, $20 tier. You'll see behind the scenes from today's episode, from a bunch of other episodes. We did a tour in our apartment. It's a bunch of fun shit. Patreon.com/horrible decisions. We put out 4 episodes a week, and one of the episodes is actually a live town hall.
Yep.
Where we do stuff. Okay.
Yep.
I was running out of breath.
So also make sure you guys join our Patreon. That is patreon.com/horrible decisions. Also for the Whore Hive members, to make sure that pussy pH is balanced, go on over to officialboxowner.com, use promo code WDP, and get 15% off. I have boric acid suppositories that help with pH balance. I also have apple cider vinegar gummies that have a lot of health benefits for women. I also have sheet orgasms to make that box a little slippery. And I got many other products over there as well. So if you want to go on over, that's officialboxowner.com. Promo code WDP. Check us out on Mondays right here on Horrible Decisions. After this, I drop Period Sis as well on Mondays. And on Tuesdays, you can check out more of Weezy and I on our other pods for fact's sake. And see, the thing is, check us out. Again, we're going to leave you guys with a 5-minute bonus clip. Maj, thank you so fucking much
for y'all.
Joining motherfucking us. So you a motherfucking lit bomb. Hey. Okay. This has been another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Baby, wait, let me explain before you start to point you.
Girl, I'm about to have a fit. Oh, it's about to be some shit. How did I get in this? You never came home with this bitch. You low down dirty.
Low down dirty. Woman, like the way you come.
But baby, wait my ass. Hit the street, your ass is grass.
Now, so it's going to be like that.
Okay.
So Medina is going to say some sort of sentence, and we're going to lead into this kind of as well. I do want to give kudos to Jaden XD, who do Nigga Peace Theater. They do it by chapters. So they created a Nigga Peace Theater, and what it is, it's a book, but each of them write a chapter back and forth, and they don't know what's going to happen with the characters, but
that
they read
so
these chapters
dope.
Every week. Yes. So hopefully we can just get some poetry going to where we don't know where we're going, but we go somewhere.
And hopefully y'all like it.
So Medina, do you want to start?
Let's set the scene first.
Let's do a poetry. Let's do a place. Think of a place. Where are we at?
Oh, bitch, I had something in my mind. I was ready to
So let's just freestyle it then. Well, next time we need to pick a scene and what's going on.
Next time we'll pick a scene and what's going on.
Let's freestyle it.
Okay.
I love you. You don't love me. And I'm like, see, this how you end up on Murder Mysteries. I'm like, baby, please. I need that. I want that. Don't you like that ass clap?
Baby, I told you what this was from the beginning. I don't know why you want to do more. But there's the door. Because I ain't doing this. Can you not laugh while I'm trying to be the nigga, bro? Y'all, this is why we got to work on this. Can you not laugh while I be the nigga? Hold on. All right. I gave you what you wanted. I licked that pussy. I stuck it in your booty hole. But now, I'm going to show you that dough. Because we done.
But didn't you have fun? I waited in front of the microwave for them honey buns. They was turning, they was twirling. I'm swirling and you don't even want to put...
I forgot. I was going to say, hey, man, that was a good run.
We tried. Yo, we're going to get to where we're not laughing. Maybe we can't record this live.
Yeah.
We got to do it to where we can have May edit the shit up.
This could really be funny, though.
You can't start chuckling while I'm trying to be the nigga, bro.
Sorry.
Because I was about to sit here and give it to you like a nigga.
Oh, this about to be a whole
You
series.
Was in your feelings. Oh, we got to do it. Y'all let us know what you think, too. And you know what? Maybe we'll let the patrons give us the scene and what's going
on. Yeah.
That would be great. So we got to come up with a name for it. But basically what we'll do is we'll give you guys like anywhere from 2 to 4 minutes of a poem that takes us in all different directions.
Maybe we
could do, you know, a nigga wanting his girl to get an abortion.
Ooh.
Or maybe we can do...
have to have side chick chronicles.
We definitely have to do a woman to woman about a nigga where one of us don't even want the nigga and you coming to me about the nigga.
Yeah.
I think another one we should do...
I know you inside and I know that's my man. Bitch, do you got a plan, B?
Oh, okay, calm down. How you already starting? I mean, I think we should also do devil dick. You drove me crazy with the dick you gave me.
And now and I got a baby. No-
All right, okay. See? All right. You see how you make it go? Y'all, let me tell you how we did this on Instagram Live, and it started off real sexy, and then Medina went, and then there was an itch, and I was burning. I was like, this started off really good, and now you made me get an STD.
When we get our little outline, our person, place, and thing, we got it. And no laugh.
Let's do person, place, and thing. No, bro, you can't laugh, because I really, you
laugh.
Put your voice on, I was putting my nigga voice on, got you feel it. Me though?
Y'all,
all right.
To all of our patrons, Horrible Decisions patrons, Cocktails patrons, thank y'all so much for supporting us. I hope you enjoyed this episode.